You know what's not fun?
Hanging out with you?
No, I'm fun.
Oh, you're a ton of fun.
Dez, your first question, no. Your kid's starting to date. That's not what's not fun.
Oh, yeah, it's brutal.
Especially if you have girls.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of days ago, we talked around this time about where you can learn how to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. With this specific thing, there is no expert on this. And even though I think I've come up with a genius plan, someone in this room thinks, and I quote, it's the worst idea she's ever heard.
Yeah, pretty cruel.
You were shooting her down.
What do you mean it's cruel? You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. We'll jump right into it. My 14-year-old, my daughter, my oldest, is fully into boy time.
Yeah.
So, as far as I know, there has not been an official boyfriend yet.
Yeah.
But she's been on, like, some dates, or as the kids call it, talking.
Yeah.
Talking. Mm. And I've met a few of these kids, and I've been fortunate enough so far in our relationship that she feels comfortable sharing stuff with me.
Mm-hmm.
So on Sunday, she had a hockey game. It was just me and her. I took her out there to Fairport. We got a 30-minute car ride home back to West Henrietta, just the two of us.
All right, nice.
And she starts telling me about this boy that she likes.
Yeah.
And I have a new mission.
What's that?
When she brings up a boy that she likes, to make fun of them mercilessly to her face.
To mock her love interest.
Yes, you got it. Mm. Yeah. Because here's the thing. I have one very specific talent. It's actually a talent that we share.
Mm.
We can rip apart human beings verbally in ways they do not understand.
Okay.
They never see it coming.
Right.
Right? It's like, what was that, Salt Bay guy? He just got a knife and...
Yeah. And that's something you should definitely do to a teenage kid.
Well, look, okay, here's the thing. When she shows me, like, a new boy she has a crush on, or a boy that
sucks,
she, like, texted.
Hate him. You turn into a high school child.
I'm not, no. Kimmy, I am disappointed that you don't think I'd be better than sucks nerd. Okay. I want to be clear.
You get deeper than that, which is even worse.
I do. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
It is nothing personal against these boys. They all seem like really nice
boys.
Kids. Yes. But I am doing my best to ruin them. I'm making fun of the way they are posing in pictures that my daughter shows me. Mm-hmm. I'm making fun of the activities that they do.
In these pictures, yeah.
I am making fun of the things that they are saying to my daughter.
Yeah.
And I'm crushing it, bro. You be howling with
I'm
some
sure
of these
I
sets
would.
I got going on.
It's for you and you only.
And again, I'm probably not the best example.
No, but
I shouldn't be the canary in the coal mine.
Here's the thing. My 14-year-old always laughs about it. Like, I always get her to giggle about it.
But now it's personal.
Well, but here's the thing. I think part of the reason why she continues to show me this stuff is she enjoys the jokes that I make.
Okay.
Because she would stop if it bothered her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and what's her reaction in the moment when you're doing it?
So she'd be like, you don't even know. But she's laughing while she's doing it. So, like, it's like our little thing that
we
have.
So it's not tense.
No.
Okay.
No. And I guess my logic here.
Yeah.
Is if there is someone that she really likes, like a boy she really likes, eventually me crushing them will not work. That she will be so into them, or there'll be something that she likes about them so much that I, as her dad, could not crush them enough where she's not interested.
All right.
And I was all proud of myself on Monday, and I go, Kimmy, I think I figured out fatherhood, and I come in after the show, and I tell her everything I just told you guys. And you look me in the face and said...
Okay, first of all, it went beyond that. But my first thought...
Oh, we'll get to the other one.
My first thought was, you know, like, if my dad told me reasons why, like, he didn't like somebody, I don't think that that would make me not like that person. What would make me not like that kid is if all my dad had to say was, you know, he reminds me a lot of myself when I was a teenager.
A young me.
Okay.
Instant ick. Instant ick.
Wow.
I was done.
Don't even add water.
Goodbye.
Instant ick.
Instant
we're cereal of all time.
Instant ick. Yeah, I was done. Because now all I think of when I think of that kid is my dad.
Okay.
That's not a bad strategy.
Okay.
Like that, for me personally, if you had gone the opposite way, that would have ruined it.
I think my daughter's too smart for that. I mean, I get that, Kimmy, you were a
dumb
teenager.
No, because I think my dad actually thought that, and that's what it was.
So he could sell it.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. See, I wouldn't be able to sell that. I know I'm nothing like these kids, right? I get that kids are much different than I am.
Oh, yeah. They're getting good grades. They're focused.
Oh, look who's talking over there.
Running the goddamn mouth all day.
Menza Mule. You're going to start running
Ooh,
his
like
mouth.
That.
Shut up.
Can you buy that?
Can you buy Menza?
Yeah, can I get a Menza?
What are you... You're an idiot.
Like a degree. Like, say I'm a Menza Mule.
Yeah.
I think if your daughter started liking a kid... yeah. that you saw yourself in. Like, this kid is me as a teenager. You wouldn't kind of...
Okay, you're asking the wrong question.
Not encourage it, but, like, be a little bit proud.
But she would have to see that
kid. No, I'm saying you would have to point it out.
But she would have to see something that would... And that boy...
That reminds her of
me. Yeah. Okay. Especially at that age.
I will
like
say.
Like, he'd have to be fat and have crooked teeth.
He loves hockey.
And chain smoke.
Wow! Ow!
You were the triple threat.
I will say this, and I have never said anything more sincere into a microphone than what I'm saying right now. If I see a kid that actually reminds me of me, that my daughter likes... Yeah. I will never mercilessly make fun of a kid more than I will that kid. I do not want my daughter going anywhere near any boy that was like me when I was a teenager. That will be the one that gets it the worst. You know what I'm saying, man.
He would have to have a mouth like a 390 guardrail. And I mean right now. Full of slush.
Sitting on that for 90 seconds.
Full of debris. Rust.
So you're telling me, Kimmy, as a former teenage girl, that I am doing this absolutely wrong.
Yeah, because she makes sense. I mean, I don't think I would have cared if my dad made fun of the kid that I was dating.
You say you would embrace him more.
I don't even know if I would embrace him more, but I'd be like, okay, you're supposed to say that, you're dad.
Okay, but I think there's a difference between a dad, which I get where you're coming from. If a dad's like, that's a bad boy, or you stay away from that boy, or he's...
No, not even that, but if my dad was, like, mocking him, okay, dad, you don't know what's cool, so shut up.
But again, I think you're underestimating, because you don't appreciate it, because you get it on a daily basis, how great Tommy and I are at doing this. We have no discernible skills but this.
But you think you're hilarious. Your daughter does it.
She's laughing. She's laughing while I'm doing it.
She's laughing, so you shut up.
I was on fire, man. I was so good, I had to bring an opener into the car. He's going to do 15 up front, and then he's going to bring me on.
Like, she knows that you don't know.
I said 15.
She knows that you don't know what cool is for her. Like, you're not cool.
I'm Kimmy.
You're not cool to her.
I'm pretty cool. She still talks to me. I'm cool enough where she talks to me.
You're her dad. She's going to talk to you, but you're not cool.
So if I'm not cool... No. Okay. I'm not saying you're wrong, even though I think you're wrong. I'm just saying, give me a better way than he reminds me of me, because I think she's going to figure that out immediately when every boy that she shows me, and I go, he reminds me a lot of me.
But they haven't really dated or anything yet, really. I mean, this is all just kind of puppy love. Right?
Again, it's a more complicated system than we had when we were kids. Yeah. There was not an official boyfriend. There was, like, hanging out in groups. Mm-hmm. There was, like, texting.
Have they even hung out together yet?
This new one, I don't believe so. Right. Yeah, she just likes them. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I, as far as I was concerned, figured out a brilliant way to keep my daughter from liking boys that she likes, and we have a
mockery.
Yes, 30 minutes on the way home the other day, she showed me this new boy she likes, and I just destroyed him. And I do this every single time, and she keeps showing me, so she must not be that offended.
Yeah.
And by the way, none of them have stuck, so my system is working pretty good.
So you know,
thanks a lot for that. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Christine. Hey, Christine, how are you?
Wow, what is it that Jeremy calls you, a dick? Oh, my God, Pat, it's going to backfire on you.
Why?
Because there's going to come a time when your daughter really, truly realizes you are not funny. And the more that you try to be funny, the more she's going to go behind your back and not tell you anything.
Okay,
she doesn't want to hear your stand-up anymore.
No, look,
I'm not even going to tell Dad about
this
guy.
The whole town was kind of in on that.
I don't want to hear about it.
Kind of had a vote.
Bro, I had a vote.
Because when you get going...
HBO 10.
When you get going, you're relentless, right?
Yes.
Like,
there's no
subtle, like, mockery. You're going to do a full set, and she's not going to want to hear it anymore.
I was doing callbacks 5 hours later. I was lighting this kid up so good on Sunday, crushing him. And again, he seems like a really sweet kid.
Yeah.
It is my job to be the Berlin Wall in this situation. I mean, Christine, what do I do then? What do I do?
But I want to ask you the question. So you've crushed this kid behind his back. What happens when you do this to the kid's face and he crushes you?
Now, here's the thing. I am too much of a gentleman and a coward to do it to the kid's face. And again, it's nothing personal.
And the kid ain't got it.
Until your daughter lets it slip. Oh, wow, my dad said you were this. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to destroy that friendship that she's got with this person.
Yeah,
you're
always got
horrible.
Bad reviews.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Now my daughter doesn't talk to this boy that she likes. Oh, Christine, what have I done? What have I done to myself?
You've destroyed a relationship that, you know, she comes to you in confidence, kind of thinking you might be a cool dad. And like Jeremy says, you become a dick.
But she keeps coming to me, so she must be cool
now,
with it. Okay, all right.
For now, it's going to get old.
Christine, so what does he do?
It's going to get old.
So what does Pat do?
Pat doesn't do nothing. Just try to be nice. I know that's like not even a bone in your body can be nice, but oh my God, have because what's going to happen is she's going to do it behind your back and you're never going to know nothing.
But that's going to happen regardless. By the way, two know-nothings in there. It's going to happen regardless.
Nothing. Not know-nothing.
It's going to happen. I mean, look, I had sisters. I had friends. I understand how this stuff goes. So as long as I can keep her smiling,
It's your daughter. It's different between father and daughter. Hey, you keep doing you and, you know, maybe it'll cost you a $350 hockey stick just to get her on your good side.
Christine, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. I love parents breaking down bad parenting. Because when parents break down parenting, right, every parenting thing they've ever done, brilliant. Brilliant.
Well, I think she's giving you credit in that you have an open relationship with your daughter now. And you can communicate well, but if you keep doing this, maybe you won't in the future.
Well, here's the other thing, and this is my backup plan. It's a multi-level foundation, all right? As I'm telling you guys, 252-WCMF, I was all proud of myself. I have this new system I'm using with my 14-year-old daughter. The boys have showed up, and when she shows me a boy that she likes or that she's, like, talking to, I mercilessly make fun of them. Yeah. And not in, like, a way that would, like, destroy them, right? But, like, and again...
You never do that.
Nothing personal. They all seem like really sweet kids. I've met a couple of them. They were really nice guys. Right. But my goal...
Destroy them without making it personal.
So this one kid, she showed me the picture on Saturday, right? Yeah. And the picture is him, like, looking off. He takes a selfie. And he's in somebody's car. Yeah. And he's, like, looking off in the distance with his mouth open. Like, you know, it's like one of those kids, like... Ugh.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is he? You got a neck injury? So then I started like taking things in my car, like tying it around my neck like I was doing an impression of him coming out of traction. And then I started asking if his car drives sideways because that's the way he has to look. You know, typical 14. You got to know your audience, Kimmy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a 14-year-old room, and I was dynamite.
All right. That's good.
But the backup thing, you know, is the multiple foundation. Mm. I also need to make sure that my daughter knows all boys lie. Because all boys lie.
Yes.
Right? And I've shared with my oldest all the lies I used to tell girls when I was younger, try and impress them, including the fibs I told her mother when we first met.
But you would make a decent living.
That's actually one of the lies I told my wife. No, I mean,
so boys will not tell you the truth.
Yes, they will never tell you the truth when they are
They're
trying
scheming
to
little scumbags.
You. And Kimmy, every teenage girl needs to know that every teenage boy,
you can shout
they're
from
liars.
The rooftops.
Liars!
Shout it from the rooftops. Boys are gonna lie. You know what she's gonna do? Keep dating boys. And she's going to, you learn that the hard way. It's just the way life goes.
But
you learn that boys lie the hard way. Even if you go into it knowing all this information, you're going to have to, you can't just avoid relationships because all boys lie.
Yeah, because she'll think like he's one of the good ones.
Okay. Yeah.
By the way, if you have to say he's one of the good ones, he's never one of the good
ones. I know.
No, but I think there's a difference. Again, because you're comparing your father's parenting to modern parenting. I am being upfront with my daughter. Yeah. I'm not saying I was a good boy. These boys are bad.
Yeah.
I am letting my daughter know I did these things. You are now armed with the enemy's playbook. This is what I did. Mm-hmm. Be aware.
All right.
It is my job to make sure she's not gullible. That is every father's job with his daughter.
Okay. Right.
But my point is she's gonna run into the situation and have to navigate it on her own.
I understand. I'm just trying to give her as many weapons as possible walking into that fight.
Mm-hmm.
Is that wrong?
No, but if she thinks she's like in love or infatuated with this kid, to Kimmy's point, she's not hearing
in one ear and out the other.
Okay.
You know how it goes.
Again, you guys have
you get zeroed in on something.
Nobody avoids this in life. You can have even people who will preach this information to other people get into terrible relationships. They don't even follow their own advice.
Understood.
Have you talked to other like dads? Like your dad.
Yeah.
Well, he raised two daughters.
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah,
he's not like you. He's got a good zinger here and there.
Wasn't so funny when my youngest sister was 15. That wasn't a funny moment.
Well, anyway, but past that.
Oh, that thing. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, brother. What do you got?
So I got two sort of points for you. Obviously, your daughter knows you very well. She knows that this is your shtick, that you just talk about people, and obviously you're going to say the bad things. So she knows that that's just what you do, and so I don't think that's really going to work in your in your favor.
Okay, so what do I do then, Ben?
My other point is, you said that they seem like it seems like good boys and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, as good as a teenage boy can be,
which ain't good.
Yeah, exactly. So why push her away from them? And possibly to a bad one.
Well, yeah, that's a great point. You don't know what's coming next.
But I'll counterpoint that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you say it seems like a good guy, it's like, I mean, as you know, teenage boys are not the best.
No, but that's the point I'm making. Let me counterpoint you there, Ben. And I get why logically in your head that makes sense, right? Some would even say, ooh, good point, mm-hmm. like Kimmy just did. But here's what the Kimmys of the world don't understand.
What is it?
Right, because she was.
Please tell me what I don't understand about your daughter's potential dating life.
You were a teenage girl.
Yes,
here's
I
what
was.
You don't get, Ben.
When did that start?
Yep.
When I was young, Tommy, you knew me as a kid.
Oh yeah,
scumbags,
Flappy Jacks.
Flappy Jacks.
Oh yeah.
Parents loved me, Ben. I was very charming. I could walk into a room and I could look at a mother and a father, and I had a firm handshake, and I could talk my ass off, and they loved me. So just because
Ben, I looked like a good kid,
doesn't mean they loved
you. No, because there were
just
some
being polite.
There were some that were asses, and I still hear from.
I love how you think none of those dads saw right.
They may have. The point I'm making is I'm aware that teenage boys know how to play
the
game.
Put on the front.
Yes. So, Ben, just because I think they look like good kids doesn't mean they're actually good kids, Ben. That's all I'm saying.
But, I mean, if you were, you can tell, probably, because you were, like you said, a scumbag. So, you know.
All right. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy.
Nice scumbag.
Have a good rest of the day. Look, it is my... I'm sorry, Kimmy, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, I would be a little bit fearful of interfering too much because, to Ben's point, like, you don't really know what these kids are like, so you don't know if, like, you're scaring off a good one for a bad one.
You're right. Look, yeah. That is a valid point. That is a valid point. But I will say this, all right? It is so easy to criticize when you are not the one standing in the pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Monday morning quarterback.
Do it all the time.
I am doing my best to try and be a modern dad.
Yeah.
And I get that part of growing up is a little bit of freedom. And I don't want to be this dad that locks my daughters in a tower, doesn't allow them to contact the outside
world.
Yeah,
don't work.
But at the same time, they will always be my little girl.
Yeah.
And I think over the last couple of years, I have come to the conclusion that if you have daughters,
yeah,
the most important thing you have to do is make sure they're not gullible.
Okay.
And I understand that
you don't
that's
buy the boy BS.
Yes, I know any of it. Like, look. I get that that's a tall task, and you're right. Eventually, everybody figures it out on their own. But I do have to try and take an axe and chip that tree the best that I can.
Yeah,
no,
smooth talking scumbag.
Smooth talking scumbag. I don't know. I just love, you know, Kimmy. I was a girl one time. Let me tell you how this works. Like, you tell me I'm out of touch. You are nowhere near teenagers.
Never said I'm in. I know that I'm not cool. You don't.
But I am cool. I'm closer.
No
to you.
Parent was cool.
I'm pretty cool. Everyone's like, oh my God.
You might be cooler than other parents, but that doesn't make you cool.
Wow, that was a mean thing to say about the other parents. 252 WCMF, my new system to keep my daughter from dating at 14 years old is she'll show me like a picture or a boy that she likes, tell me all about him, and I will then mercilessly make fun of that.
You just heckle together the whole time.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's like our thing.
It's got to be fun.
30 minutes.
I don't even know if you're doing this for a purpose or you just enjoy doing it.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I started doing it for a purpose, but I do enjoy it.
You get into a rhythm.
Yeah.
You know,
how it is, man. Mm-hmm. You're just in the zone. Bang,
just,
bang,
it boom. Just starts popping.
You know, it's like when there's a bachelor party in the front row. Yeah, it's too easy. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. 252 WCMF. Let's wrap it up with Lynn. Hello, Lynn. How are you?
Hello. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
Okay, 2 points for you, my friend. The lesbians of the world would like to thank you for giving your daughter daddy issues.
Okay.
And so thank you for that. And also, your intimidation and the tactics that you're using is a little bit gross and sexist.
Hold on. I am interested in what you have to say.
You have to explain, Lynn.
Yes, what do you mean by sexist, Lynn?
Okay. Because you're using intimidation tactics to gain control over a female.
Work for the
instead
mob.
Of just trusting her, Pat.
For the
a 14-year-old girl.
I understand. We've all, I mean, you know, we've been there. We've all been teenagers. We know that it's no good sometimes. And you're right. You have to warn of some dangers. I get that. But like I said, you're intimidating and controlling just so that you could, what, win something? I don't know what it is.
Well, I mean, it would be keep my daughter from this. By the way, going back to your first point, you know, if she's a lesbian, that's the best case scenario here. I got nothing to worry about.
That's an assumption.
Well, no, I understand.
You can think about lesbians.
I understand it would be a tougher run for my daughter. I meant from a father's perspective of what I'm worried about here, Lynn.
No, what I'm saying to you is that you think it's all puppies and rainbows and girls are, you know, not doing the same things that boys are. They are.
Okay, I get it. But in my defense there, hold on. In my defense, you guys do have a lot of rainbows when I see you at the parade. I'm just saying when you bring up the rainbows.
Well, you have a point there. But also, stop crying wolf. If you're going to put down the good ones, what's going to happen when there's a bad one?
I get it, but I don't know where the good ones and the bad ones are, Lynn. What am I supposed to do? I'm just a father with my hands in the air trying to protect my baby girl, Lynn.
I know, but I'm telling you to back the F off because you're going to have major problems.
All right. Right, Lynn, wait, hold on. I want to back up 1 second.
Go.
Because Lynn said that my move, my intimidation tactics, my controlling tactics over my 14-year-old daughter is going to push her into the world of lesbianism.
Mm. No, is Lynn a lesbian?
Well, no, that's
what you said, Lynn.
I don't think that's what she meant.
You did say it, Lynn. That didn't come out of your mouth.
But Lynn is a lesbian, right?
Lynn is a lesbian, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Lynn also refers to herself in the third person.
Okay. I like a little arrogance.
I am a lesbian, and let me tell you, as a group, we all have daddy issues. So thank you, Pat.
But I kind of assume, Lynn,
for keeping our group strong.
Lynn, but
how come you never put that on the banners?
Well, it is in the handbook. You guys just don't know about it.
Okay. Lynn, I always assumed, and I'm being, I don't mean this.
Society.
This is going to sound bad, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Listen.
I always assume that every woman has some kind of daddy issues every man is going to make a mistake raising their children.
Right.
It's just,
and men don't know how to deal with women in general.
Well,
right?
Parent issues in general.
Yes. I 100% agree, especially when they're constantly intimidating them and trying to control them.
Hey, Lynn. Hey, Lynn.
Not a good move, my friend.
Hey, Lynn, hold on. Do you have are you with somebody right now? You got a partner?
Yes, I do.
Okay, let me tell you something. Now, I know you love this person and they're for you, but if you sent me their picture and I made fun of them for half an hour, you would be rolling laughing. I'm telling you, that's how good I've been at this, Lynn.
Yeah, but she's a kid. She's thinking, she's just allowing you to control, because you get some sort of sick joy out of it, so she's trying to make you happy.
Okay. All right, Lynn, you've really opened my eyes here, both to my daughter and to the world of lesbians, and I really appreciate it.
Well, anytime, I'm here for you.
Thank you.
So, have a wonderful day.
You too.
Because now I'm starting to think like how my father treated my sister and how bad it was.
Okay.
And like it screwed her up forever. Like, I wonder like...
So are you comparing the two?
Well, because that's where my mind goes, because that's my one vision of a father handling a daughter... Like, he just made her life miserable.
But here's the thing. That's what I'm trying not to do here. I'm not telling my daughter, you cannot go out. Yeah. I'm not telling my daughter,
My father was just like, shut it down.
I don't want to be that guy.
And then she ended up marrying the first guy she ever met.
So we've already annoyed. We've passed that. Yeah. So I've succeeded in that.
And maybe my sister would have been a lesbian if things were different.
I don't know if you're trying to be progressive right now.
Or they would have thrown her back.
It's not
back in the day.
Fish.
Yeah, back in the day.
You know, it's like, okay.
No, but you know, no, thanks.
I think
we're all full over here. Okay,
I think we've reached our most brilliant conclusion. What if my sister would have been a lesbian?
Right.
All right, let's take a break. Gotta watch out.
What's that?
Head on a swivel. You don't want to get ripped off.
No.
And even in one of the most secure places you can be in, period.
They ripping me off?
Well, yeah, because for all the security at this place, like, it is amazing how this last part is a complete oversight.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. I have in front of me an article.
Mm.
And here's the quote. The most lawless airports in America.
Lawless.
Now, when they say lawless, I think what they're talking about is the likelihood your bags get ripped off after you land.
Okay,
so here's the thing. They start listing. The number one is L.A. Not a lot of flights from Rochester to L.A. unless you're going to L.A., so we don't have to really worry about that. Number two is Dallas. Same thing.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to Dallas, you're not really transferring. However, The most likely airport you are to have a problem in flying out of Rochester would be the third on the list. Atlanta.
Oh.
Hartsfield, is that what it's called?
Yeah, and I think that's the busiest airport in the country or maybe the world.
Let's go with it.
Yeah.
Let's go with it.
So are they saying, like, the people that are handling my luggage getting into it?
I think they're saying both. Not only people that are handling your luggage, but people that are hanging out.
Going out to the with
baggage.
The baggage. Okay, yeah. And grabbing. All right.
There it is. So as a Rochester flyer, where your bags are most likely to get swiped is at the Atlanta Hartsfield Airport, according to this story. So something to keep in mind.
Okay.
Next time you jump a flight and you got to transfer through Atlanta.
But
or
what
your
do
land.
I do?
That's just it.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It doesn't seem like much.
If I have to check my bag,
right.
I'm usually going to, if I'm going to put all my valuables in my carry-on anyway.
I guess with modern technology, the idea would be drop an AirPad in your suitcase, or excuse me, air. What do you call that thing?
AirTag.
AirTag, thank AirTag. You.
But even that just tells me it's gone.
Yeah, but at least I know where it is.
Because they're going to rip that tag off and be, you know, done with it. They know what they're looking for.
Now, you can sew them into the suitcase so they don't know they're there.
I guess you could find a way to hide it in there.
There are also more modern suitcases here where there's a hidden pouch where you can stick an AirTag.
Okay.
Or even suitcases that have that technology already built in, but you got to charge the suitcase. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, if that's something you're worried about, that would be a smart idea. Tag your bag so you know where it is.
Yeah, if I have valuable crap.
Well, here's the thing. It's not even about valuable. Like, if you go on a trip and you got, like, a week's worth of clothes, what am I doing now? Because now I got to buy a week's worth of clothes when I get there.
Got to go shopping.
That's where you're really out of luck.
So it is pretty amazing.
What's up?
That in today's day and age,
right,
at the airport,
that
we're still going by the old just grab whatever bag you think is yours rules at the baggage
claim.
Because the security in every other inch of the airport is higher than any other place you will go.
Yes.
Right? Like, I literally have to derobe to get into this area.
Yeah.
I am paying $20 for a breakfast sandwich. There are officers everywhere. Anything that is the least bit suspicious could shut the whole airport down. And then you walk out of there, and it's just like, you like this bag? It's yours now.
Yeah, you can.
How does that happen?
I don't know how else you could do it, though.
I mean,
like, because you would have to physically have somebody standing there looking, because they give you luggage tags, but nobody ever looks at
That's what I mean. What's the point of
it? So you would have to have, it would be like when you leave BJ's and everybody's got to, like, wait for that guy.
No, I get that would be more complicated and time consuming, but it is weird that they don't do that now.
I guess because they don't want to hold you up, because people would be screaming, man, especially when you land and you've got, like, a million things to do. Like I got to go get a rent a car or my ride's here, and now I'm 20 more minutes standing in line. Holding my bag.
Understood. But counterpoint to that, I mean, that sounds like a bad idea until your stuff gets swiped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you would know immediately if your stuff was, because the other thing that sucks about having like a suitcase or a bag swiped is you'll stand at that carousel for 30 minutes waiting for that bag to come down the little thing.
Yes.
And it ain't there.
Yeah.
Like, I guess the question becomes how many bags have to go missing before the airports and airlines finally decide this is what we're going to do? Because that's what it would take.
Have you ever had to go get your bag because it got misplaced?
I have been fortunate enough not to do that.
So when you go to that area, and it was happened to us in Philly, oh my God, how many side bags they had piled in there.
Yeah,
it was a mountain. They had a room that was like a warehouse.
No kidding.
Yeah. And to sift through to go get my bag. And I had the tag. But it got misplaced because our flight got canceled.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe this place.
So do people just lose their bags and say, F it, I'm going to find
or new they
stuff.
Come back or, you know, let's say.
Or that the suitcase made it there and they didn't.
Yes.
Ah, good call. You know?
Yeah.
You know, there is a store in, I believe it's in Arkansas.
Yes.
And it's one of the coolest ideas ever. This company buys, so, you know, the airport will hold on to your bag for like, what, 30 days, something like that. And then after that, they will sell the suitcases and all of the contents
I've seen this.
To this company. And it's one store in all of America. It's massive. And inside, it's all the stuff that they've bought from these airlines. So it's
as is.
Yeah, racks of clothing, technology.
Because you don't know what's in there, right?
So a couple of years ago, well, you're not buying the suitcase. They have it out on display.
Oh, okay.
So they take it out and they price it. And they found some really weird things. Like one of the heads, you know, the Ninja Turtles movies?
Yeah.
One of the heads for the Ninja Turtles movies from the early 90s showed up in a suitcase.
Like one of the props.
Yeah, like the one you put on your head.
Oh,
like,
they had an original one.
And they had it, and it was for sale.
Got to be worth a fortune.
Very creepy looking.
I think there was also a puppet from the movie Troll that ended up in one of these places. But
they got to find a ton of dirty stuff. Because, you know, like you would bury it in your luggage.
But it's going through the x-ray. They're going to see you got a dildo in there.
Yeah, but they're not going to stop it. I mean, you can get a quality used dildo. There ain't nothing better than an Arkansas dildo.
There Ain't Nothing Better Than an Arkansas Dildo was one of my favorite Ribs Arkansas songs.
Ain't nothing better than an Arkansas dildo. But I'd wipe it clean first, son. It's going to taste like grits.
Why would you? That's not where it goes.
That's the problem.
Why was it in grits in the first place?
Everything goes good with grits in Arkansas.
I was eating grits with my dildo is my second favorite Ribs Arkansas song.
Eating grits with my dildo, brother. I got thrown out of that Waffle House, but I'll try another.
You got there.
Yeah.
And I'm impressed.
Well, there's so many Waffle Houses.
You were saying, Kimmy?
Have you ever been flown with a group where only one person's suitcase didn't make it? I never understand how that happens.
It was called the old show.
Like, we all got on this flight together.
But it was always that
bag?
Person that always lost stuff on top of that.
Is it something they're doing with their suitcase?
Double-checking it. It just never makes the flight. I don't know.
Yeah. But it's always that person that's always like disheveled and doesn't have their crap together at the airport.
Honest question. If the later you are for a flight, does that increase the likelihood that your bag doesn't make it?
Well, I'm guessing you're getting rushed,
okay.
I mean, it can miss that connection.
All right. So there you go.
Like you got on, but your bag didn't.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you're going to Atlanta, there's nothing you could do
no.
except for putting an AirTag in your bag.
If you're in Arkansas, check out them dildos. We-